This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stasio. The North Carolina Supreme Court race is officially nonpartisan, but partisan politics have invaded this year's primary. Big, big money is pouring into the race from outside sources, most of it funding negative ads targeting incumbent Robin Hudson, who is a Democrat. Her two primary challengers, Eric Levinson and Jeanette Doran, are both Republicans. The state's highest court will likely rule on cases regarding redistricting, teacher tenure, voter ID laws, and same-sex marriage in the coming years. It's an important race. WNC reporter Jorge Valencia joins us now to tell us more. Jorge, welcome.
Hey, Frank.
Tell us about the two Republican candidates now running and challenging Robin Hudson in this primary.
Well, Eric Levinson is an experienced judge. He currently sits on the state Superior Court, which is the second highest court in the state, right below the Supreme Court. And he started out his work as a judge, as a district court judge, doing family cases in Charlotte. And then he moved on to the Court of Appeals. And then in 2007, he was appointed by President Bush to be a consultant to help set up the court system in Iraq. Then he came back, and he's been in the Superior Court since 2009. Jeanette Doran is an attorney in Raleigh, and she's best known for her work in the NC Institute of Constitutional Law, which is a conservative group that has challenged the General Assembly on some laws that they view as unconstitutional. And right now she sits on the Board of Review, which is a body that reviews unemployment benefits cases. If Robin Hudson is an experienced judge herself, she was in private practice for about 24 years, and then she sat on the Court of Appeals for 6 years before she joined the Supreme Court about 7 years ago. So she's been sitting as a justice for 7 years now.
All right, so we've got two Republicans, one Democrat running in this primary. And the money we're talking about is mostly going to fund these negative ads that are targeting the incumbent. So tell us about how much money are we talking about and where is it coming from?
Well, right now, is the latest filings that I could find, we're looking at about $1 million in overall spending, ad spending in this campaign, which is a lot for a judicial race. And in particular, the biggest amount is about $600,000 that are being spent by a group called Justice for All NC. And they're buying ads on TV stations across the state that are criticizing Justice Hudson for a case in 2010 in which they say that she sided with sexual offenders.
All right. Well, let's hear a little bit of that negative ad.
Supreme Court Justice Robin Hudson sided with the predators. Hudson cited a child molester's right to privacy and took the side of the convicted molesters.
And two other judges who also agreed with her, although they were those three judges who decided this very complicated legal case. Three judges decided together. She was among them in the minority.
Yeah. And this ad has had people talking a lot over the last week, which is how long it's been running. Because as you could hear, I mean, it's pretty vintage, like political attack ad.
Yeah, it's right out of Willie Horton. Remember the Willie Horton campaign? That was a smear campaign against Michael Dukakis. George H.W. Bush tried to tar him with that brush.
So you have like this mute background music that is on a really sinister sounding scale. Yeah. There's photos of Justice Hudson that make her look really mad. And then they focus on this decision. But it's technically correct, but it misses really the point because this case was over a 2006 law that was called Act to Protect North Carolina's Children. And it called for some sexual offenders to be required to wear a bracelet that would monitor them via satellite. And the justice, the central part of her opinion, didn't really touch on that. It touched on whether it was constitutional for the General Assembly to be able to put in that requirement for people who were convicted before the law was passed. So the central part of that didn't even touch on the sexual offenders. It just touched on the constitutionality of that law.
And three judges decided that you can't do that. You can't impose laws on somebody who's already been.
Yeah, because it'd be an ex post facto law, which is against the U.S. Constitution.
So we have so she's been charged essentially with being pro child molester, and Judge Hudson has actually responded to that.
I myself am a mother. I have two grown children that both teach second grade in the public schools. I'm a grandmother. The last thing in the world I would ever do is put anything at risk that would make it easier for someone to get out there and abuse children. That's just not what it was about. It was a complicated legal analysis, and to distort it into something that might push a hot button and distract some voters into voting on that rather than paying attention to the experience and backgrounds of people running for the highest court in the state seems to me to be really doing a disservice to the population.
I see a lot of money going into this campaign to unseat her, all negative campaign. $1 million so far, some of it coming from Koch Industries, Wichita, Kansas. Although Blue Cross and Blue Shield has put in a lot of money, Reynolds Corporation. So a lot of corporate money is going into unseating this judge.
Yes. And so and I spoke to Justice Hudson was, as you could hear, she was quite distressed about it. And I also spoke with Judge Levinson. And his campaign has been a really positive campaign. I mean, he really like the way that that a lot of court races are is that he just champions his qualifications and tries to say why his resume is the best one for the seat. And so I asked in particular about the negative tone of these outside ads.
And I will tell you, Jorge, that if I've made specific comments regarding the content, tomorrow I could end up in front of judicial standards. And that is not a prospect that I seek. And within my ability, I will do everything I can to run a positive effort.
And, of course, the money isn't going directly to him.
The way
things are structured, I can run an ad campaign on my own independent of the campaign.
These are independent political action groups.
And is it legal for all of this out-of-state money to go into these campaigns? What's legal?
Yes. A lot of it stems from the Citizens United U.S. Supreme Court case, which sort of raised the limit on the amount of money that corporations could spend on campaigns. So the Republican State Leadership Committee has sent about $650,000 to this group, Justice for All NC. And some of their funding, like you said, has come from Koch Industries, from AT&T, from Walmart.
All right. And not the first time it's happened. I guess 2012, a lot of money was spent on the Supreme Court.
A lot of, yes. That was sort of one of the first times in which it's sort of this political mud wrestling happened. And it was between Justice Paul Newby, who was a conservative, and Sam Ervin, who was challenging him. And some of that spending was credited with helping Justice Newby stay in his seat and maintaining a 4-3 conservative majority on the court.
All right, Jorge, thank you for bringing us up to date. Good to have you with us.
Thank you.
Jorge Valencia, WNC reporter. On the state of things just ahead, another journalist, this one from El Salvador, who follows the trail of migration from Central America to the U.S.-Mexican border and tells the story of the beast on the state of things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Stay tuned.